Let's continue to read Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
我们看十二节。
Verse 12.
十一节。
Verse 11.
三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安住在世人的心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。这一段我们结束过。
And this verse we have explained earlier.
万事都有它的定时。
There's a time for everything.
神造各样万物都有它的时候，所以非常的美好在运作。
And God created everything, and they all have their timing, which is beautiful.
然后说神把永生安住在世人的心里。
And God also placed eternity in the hearts of men.
那个永生中文的小注的地方说那个是永远，就是永恒。
And in Chinese version, it means it's forever.
就神把那个永恒的观念放在我们人的心里。
So God had set in our hearts the concept of eternity.
虽然人生很短暂，但是让我们知道说有一个永恒的存在。
And even though our time on earth is short, but then there is eternity.
人要去寻求怎么来达到那个永恒的价值。
And man has to find the method to achieve, to obtain eternity.
所以人为寻求神能够盼望永生。
So God had give us the concept so that we can discern eternity.
这是人跟一般动物不一样的地方。
And this is one thing that humans are different than animals.
因为神把这个观念放在我们人的心里。
Because God placed that concept into our hearts.
然后说神从始至终的作为，人不能够参透。
And it said, yet they cannot fathom what God has made from beginning to end.
因为人的寿命有限。
And our years, our life is limited.
人的知识经验都相当有限。
And also, our knowledge, experience are very limited.
当然我们对神的伟大，神的那个永恒的奥秘我们了解相当有限。
We also have very limited knowledge on God's power and his eternity.
所以保罗说我们看神有时候看万物都是模糊不清。
And Paul tells us that we have a very blurry visions when we look at God and all things.
所以如果没有神的启示我们对很多的奥秘我们不了解，没有办法看透。
And we can no way understand the mystery without God's revelations.
十二节以下谈到说人生的一些态度。
And verse 12 and on talks about different attitudes of life.
他说我知道世人莫强如终身喜乐行善。十二节。
And I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live.
十三节。
13.
并且人人吃喝在他一切的劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐。
That everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil, this is the gift of God.
十四节说，我知道神一切的作为都必永存，不增添也不减少。
I know that everything God does will endure forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it.
神这样做就是要我们在他面前有敬畏的心。
And God does this so that men will revere him.
这里讲到我们人生的态度就是一个珍惜神所赐给我们的各样恩赐。
And one attitude of life is to treasure the things given to us by God.
享受神的创造，神的赏赐来过一个喜乐的生活。
And live a joyful life, thinking of God's creations and His providence.
所以，世界虽然虚空但是在神恩典里面，我们可以靠主来得到喜乐。
And even though the world is vanity, but through God and through understanding Him, we receive joy.
在腓立比书称为喜乐的书信嘛。
And in the letter to the Philippians.
所以有时候我们想要看我们的环境、身份、地位、背景，要得到真正的喜乐很难。
It's difficult to achieve a mindset of joy by getting positions, backgrounds, wealth, and fame.
因为人生不足意的事情十常八九。
Because eight out of 8-9 out of 10 times, there are sad things in life.
家家都有难念的经。
And in every household, there's something that cannot be spoken about.
但是我们唯有靠主喜乐。
But then we can rely on the Lord to be happy.
因为主所赐给我们的喜乐啊，还能够胜过环境。
Because the joy given by God can overcome trials in life.
在神的恩典当中喜乐。
And in God's blessing, we rejoice.
就是在患难当中啊，因为神的爱充满了我们的心啊，同样是欢欢喜喜的。
In other words, rejoice during tribulation because His words fill our hearts.
所以珍惜啊，神的恩赐啊，在神的恩典里面享受其中的喜乐。
So treasures God's blessings and live and rejoice in His providence.
啊，这里讲到说，我们也要喜乐行善。
It tells us to be happy and do good.
十三节说啊，在神的赏赐啊，在劳碌中享受劳碌的成果。
And that we can find satisfactions in our eating and drinking in our toil.
因为各样的东西啊，都是神赐给我们的，啊，我们可以享受神所赏赐的啊东西啊，啊来让我们得到饱足，得在喜乐。
Because everything comes from God, and we can seek satisfactions in the things that He has given us.
我们看那个《使徒行传》十四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
使徒行传十四章十七节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 17.
说然而神啊为自己未尝不显出证据来，就如常施恩惠，从天降雨，赏赐丰年，叫你们饮食饱足啊，满心喜乐。哦，这是保罗在传道的时候向路苏德那边的人的见证。
And this is something that the apostle Paul taught the people during his ministry.
说神是创造宇宙万物的神。
And that God is the creator of heavens and
earth. 其实他也是赏赐万福给我们享用的神。
And He is also the kind God that who gives us everything.
所以他常常施恩惠啊，从天降雨。
So all the blessings come from heaven.
赏赐丰年啊，让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
That the years of rain would give us abundance and our crops.
所以我们能够在劳碌当中啊，啊能够吃喝，得到神的赏赐啊来快乐，这是神的恩赐。
So in our toils, we can eat and drink and receive in gladness of things from God.
啊，这是一种善美的人生啊。
And this is a wonderful aspect of life.
啊，陈长老曾经讲过一个题目是善美的人生。
And we remember Elder Chan had spoken about a topic, wonderful life.
啊，行善的人生，吃喝的人生。
And a life of doing good, a life of eating and drinking.
啊，这个吃喝当然不是主放纵，就是能吃能喝啊，这也是一种福气啊。
And eating and drinking, it's not something we should abuse, but something that we should enjoy.
啊，第五章里面会谈到说，这是神所赐的福。
And it tells us in here, in chapter 5, that it is a blessing from God.
第六章里面说啊，有的人虽然得到很多珠财啊，但是很可惜不能够吃喝，也是虚空。
And chapter 6, give us another example of vanity when people have things, but they in no way can enjoy them.
他说有关神的事情啊，都是永恒的。
So all the things by God will endure forever.
啊，神所立定的不会增加，不会减少。
And what God has established, nothing can be added or taken from it.
所以我们在神的面前啊，要存敬畏的心。
So that we have to revere God in front of Him.
神所立定的，我们人没有办法去改变它。
And what God has said, man cannot change.
说人没有办法用私利让你啊，增加一轴，增加一寸，或者是让你多活是一刻钟。
And man's power cannot increase an inch from your height or days from your life.
说这种最微小的事情我们做不到了。
And in the smallest things, we fail.
啊，所以神所立定的啊，我们人很难去改变它。
So what God has established, it's impossible for man to change.
所以受造的人啊，对造物的主啊，基本的就是要存着敬畏的态度。
So for the created us, to our creator God, we have to revere him.
他说我们不能够对神啊，我们要反抗，或者是要责怪神，这个就不对的。
And we should not resist God, and we should not blame him for things.
神掌管我们生命，也掌管着宇宙，掌管着国度。
And God has dominion over our lives, our universe, and also our governments.
世界的命运啊，国度的一个国家的盛衰啊，立王废王都在他的手里面。
And the fate of the nations, the rise and fall of kingdoms, and also the fate of the kings, they're all in God's hands.
看十五节。
Verse 15.
现今的事早就有了，将来的事早已也有了，并且神使已过的事啊重新再来。
Whatever it is, it has already been, and what will be has been before, and God will call the past to account.
我们生存在这个物质界，所以有时间有空间。
We live in this material world, there is the time.
但神是永恒的。
But God is eternal.
他是永远不改变的。
And he will never change.
所以神在看万物啊，都是在他的眼前啊，不像我们人有过去，有现在，有未来。
So unlike us that we have past, present, and future, God sees everything in front of him.
那我们现在有的事情啊，其实可能就是以前就有了。
And things that we see today, experience today, had happened in the past.
将来的事情也是一样，以前可能曾经有过了。
So what will happen in the future had happened before.
说神会让那个已过的事情重新再回来。
And it said God will call the past to account.
因为所有的万物啊，万事都是神让它这样在循环。
Because God created the workings of everything.
有时候对我们来讲哦。
And sometimes to us.
虽然有些过去的事情啊，有时候我们感到有一些缺憾。
We may have regrets about the past.
那我们知道说啊，神会让我们啊，在神的面前，我们还有那个弥补的机会。
But we know before God, we have a chance to redeem ourselves.
哦。所以神会让已过的事情啊，然后有一些缺憾，我们靠神啊，可以来弥补它。
And we can rely on God to make amend of things in the past that we regret.
所以只要有神存在啊，我们就有盼望。
As God exists, we have hope.
我们看十六节以下。
We read on from verse 16.
这里谈到两种的审判。
There are two kinds of judgments.
十六节说。在日光之下，审判之处有奸恶。
And said, I saw something else under the sun that there was wickedness. Was there.
公义之处也有奸恶。
In the place of justice, wickedness was there.
那这个政府的官员啊，本来是神的所用的工人，要来管理，替神来管理这个世界，管理国家的。
And God appointed government workers to govern the world.
但是我们看到人啊，尤其政府司法常常有很多啊不公义的事情。
But we can see inequalities and things of wickedness in government.
所以日光之下，审判就是应该是很公义的地方啊，但是充满着很多啊不义的事情。
And the judgment, the system of judgment should contain righteousness, but we also see injustice.
他说啊，神会审判义人跟恶人。
And tells us that God will judge the righteous and the wicked.
因为啊，神的审判是很公义的。
And because God's judgment is
普及所有的万人。
And his judgment is for
标准是一致的。
All people and the standard is the same.
而且会周详啊，非常的详尽啊，他能够明察秋毫。
And he can also discern every heart and every thoughts and speech.
不只是人的行为，
and not only the actions of
人的言语，
but also the speech of
人的心思意念，他都在鉴察。
And God also discerned the thoughts of men.
所以虽然世界上有很多不公平的审判，
and even though there are so so many imperfect judgments.
但是我们知道，最后啊，神的审判是绝对公义的。
But we know the final judgment by God is always just.
而且是非常的详尽周全呐、啊，人没有办法逃避的。
And also something that's so perfect that no one can escape from it.
十八节以下谈到说啊，有时候看起来人好像跟野兽差不多。
From verse 18, sometimes men and animals are alike.
啊，事实上，人跟野兽啊是不一样的。
But in reality, men are much different from animals.
啊，十九节说啊，是人遭遇的，兽也遭遇。
Verse 19, man's fate is like that of the animals.
啊，这个怎样死，那个也怎样死。
The same fate awaits them both.
气息都是一样。
And they all have the same breath.
啊，人不能够强于兽。
And man has no advantage over the animal.
二十节说，都归一个地方。
They all go to the same place.
都是出于尘土，也要归于尘土。
All come from dust, all return to dust.
因为动物也是神用尘土造的。
Animal were also made by God from dust.
这动物生活在这个地面上。人也生活在这个地面上
，and animals live on earth, and so do men.
所以生态环境对人跟动物的影响是一样的。
So the ecosystem has the same effect on man and animal.
说人的气息，人有气息，动物也有气息。
Man has breath and animals.
啊，这个社会环境四季变化啊，对人对动物的影响都一样。
And a change of the environment has effect on both animal and man.
啊，因为人跟动物都是尘土所造，最后的结果还是归于尘土。
So both man and animal were made by dust. In the end, they all returned to dust.
所以表面上看起来好像人跟动物是没有分别的。
From the surface, it seems like man and animal are no different.
事实上啊，神造人跟造动物也有一些不一样的地方。
But God made man and animal differently.
动物只是神用土造。
And God made the animals with dust.
当然人是神按照自己的形象造。
But God created mankind in his own
likeness. 造好以后啊，神又为他吹一口气，让他成为有灵的活人。
And then after creating man, God put a breath in man so they have souls.
所以人有神的形象。人有神的脸
，so mankind has God's likeness.
啊，这是人跟动物不一样的地方。
And this is the difference between man.
啊，虽然这个肉体啊都会归土
，and all flesh will return to dust.
啊，但是人有灵啊，人的灵要归回属灵的神。
But man has spirit, the spirit will return to God.
啊，当然这里没有讲到这个得救跟不得救的关系啊。
And in here, it does not touch on salvation.
我们知道说啊，人的构成是灵魂体。
And the process of man is the spirit and then the body.
啊，这个灵是从神来的。
And the spirit comes from God.
所以箴言里面说啊，人的良心啊，这是神的灯来鉴察神人的心腹。
And in Proverbs, it tells us that the
conscience. 我们看箴言二十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 20.
二十七节。
Verse 27. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27.
人的灵是神的灯，鉴察人的心腹。所以人有灵，有魂，啊，还有体。
So in here, the Lamb of the Lord searches the spirit of man. It searches out his most inner being. So there's spirit, soul, and the body.
啊，这个灵啊，是从神来的，就是我们啊，会分辨善恶，会寻求神啊，这是灵的作用。
The spirit comes from God, which enables us to tell right from wrong and to pursue Him.
啊，这个魂是中性的，可善可恶。
And also, our conscience is neutral. It can be righteous or wicked.
一个得救的人呢、哦，灵魂体呀、啊，啊，都能够进到肉眼，将来进神的国。
And if a person who is saved, his spirit, his soul, and his body can enter in paradise.
啊，一个不得救的人，他的魂跟体啊，会灭在地狱里面。
And for a person who's not saved, his soul and his body would go to hell.
啊，那这个灵啊，神会收回去。
And his spirit, God will collect.
因为灵是属神的。
Because spirit belongs to God.
就是善的良心的作用。
And it's for the good and kindness.
所以得救的人灵魂体啊，一起进神的国。
So for those who are saved, their spirit, soul, and body.
但那个体是变成灵体。
And their body becomes spiritual.
不得救的人啊，魂跟体入地狱。
And those who are not saved, their soul and bodies go to hell.
啊，所以这是人跟动物不一样的地方。
And this is the difference between men and animals.
啊，所以有的人呢，啊，非常的凶恶，行事很罪恶啊，啊，所以行事看起来就很像动物一样。
And because some people's personality is very cruel, sometimes they look like animals.
啊，根本不像个人，没有人性。
And they lack humanity.
啊，当然，最后啊，他的魂体啊，啊，就下入地。
And in the end, his soul and his body will go to Hades.
我们看第四章。
And we'll go to chapter 4 of Ecclesiastes.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
传道书第四章
Ecclesiastes chapter 4
这一章谈到说啊，因为神造人的时候啊，是要我们有一个群体的生活。
And man, when God created mankind, He wanted us to have a society.
啊，所以人没有办法单独啊存在生活。
And so man cannot live alone.
所以我们需要同伴，需要友情。
And we need companions and we need friendships.
啊，当然我们看到说这个世界上啊，却有很多的欺压啦，啊，或者是嫉妒啦。
But we can, when we look at the world, there's so much oppressions and there's so much injustice.
啊，有的感到孤独啦。
And there is loneliness in the world.
啊，我们来看四章第一节。
Let's start at chapter 4, verse 1.
说我又转念见日光之下所行的一切欺压，看那受欺压的流泪且无人安慰，欺压他们的有势力也无人安慰。第二节
Two.
因此我赞叹那早已死的死人啊，胜过还活着的活人。第三节
Three.
并且我以为那未曾生的，就是未见过日光之下恶事的，比这两等人更强啊！这里讲到这个世界上有很多的那个彼此相欺压的事情。
And there's so much deceit in the world.
啊，这个世界常常有时候就变成一个弱肉强食的一个社会。
And it becomes a world the fitness survival.
好像那个海里面哦，大鱼吃小鱼，小鱼吃虾米啊。
And it's like in the ocean, the big fish will eat the little fish. The little fish would feed on even the littler fish.
有时候有财富啊，或者是有势力的人呐，啊，就欺压那个弱势的，或者是那些贫穷的。
And you can see sometimes.The rich and the powerful would oppress the poor and the powerless.
啊，这种现象常常有。
And this happens a lot in the world.
强大的国家啊，就去攻打那个弱小的国家。
And stronger nations would attack the weaker nations.
啊，有权势的人啊，欺压那些啊贫穷弱者。
And the rich and the powerful take advantages of the poor and the helpless.
然后他做王以后啊，他发现说王宫旁边有一块葡萄园。
And King Ahab, when he became king, he saw a place or a vineyard.
他找到那个主人啊，就说我给你换，不给你买。
And he found the owner of the vineyard and said, I will buy your field.
拿伯说啊，这个是祖先留下来，我不能卖，不能换。
And Abel said that it comes from my father's, and I will not sell this land to you.
亚哈回家睡啊，就闷闷不乐，不吃饭。
So King Ahab was displeased, and he could not eat after he returned.
也许没看到说你这你为什么这样呢
？So Jezebel asked Ahab, "Why are you like this?"
哦，看到一个葡萄园很好啊，但是那个天主不放给我。
And Ahab said that I saw a beautiful vineyard, but the owner would not sell it to me.
也许别说啊，你当个王啊，当个王怎么连一块葡萄园都拿不到？
And Jezebel said, "You are king, and you should be able to take whatever field you like."
去吃饭，我替你想办法。
And go to eat, be refreshed. I'll think of a solution for you.
所以就找来一些人做伪证啊，啊，就把那个拿伯就把他害死了。
So they together took a few men and plotted against Nabot and killed him.
高高兴兴要去得葡萄园。
And then he was satisfied to gain this vineyard.
内环记下第四章里面谈到有一个先知啊死掉了。
In 2 Kings chapter 10, it talked about the death of a
prophet. 哎，留下了一些债务。
And there were debts after this king's
death. 说那个债主要把他两个儿子啊抓去当奴仆。
And the creditor wanted to take the prophet's two sons to be slaves.
所以这个弱主啊，往往会被欺负。
And you can see that the weak would always be oppressed.
他说那个受欺压的人，当然在苦难当中还会流泪，没有人安慰他。
And those who are being oppressed would shed tears because no one can comfort them.
啊，但是仗势欺人的人呢、啊，其实他也没有得到什么好处。
But the oppressors.Also, did not receive any real benefits.
因为他没有办法扫除他内心的寂寞啊，他的郁闷。
Because, and even oppressing other people cannot take away the loneliness of heart.
啊，因为你欺压别人呐、啊，你自己内心也不快乐的。
Because when you oppress others, your conscience, is not well with your conscience.
所以这个所罗门说啊，这个世界上有很多啊，这种啊啊事情啊，这种恶事太多了。
So King Solomon said, "There are many of these injustices and oppressions in life."
所以那些啊死掉的人啊，比活着的人还好。
And he concluded, "The dead are better off than the living."
因为人死掉了，已经天下太平了。
Because you have peace once you die.
啊，不再受到这个欺压的这个影响。
And you're not affected by oppressions.
所以他说，死掉的人啊，比活着的人还好。
And he said, "The dead is better than the living."
他说那个还没有生下的人、啊、更好。
And he said, "It's even better to be unborn."
因为他没有经历过这个日光之下的那个恶事、啊、所以他倒比较想安息。
Because it's better because the unborn has yet experienced the oppressions and injustice.
啊，当然这个都不谈到那个灵魂得救不得救的问题了。
And now it talks about if a soul can be saved or not.
只是谈到这个人间啊，有很多不公义、不公平啊，啊的这种互相欺压的事情。
And it stops short in here to talk about salvation, but it talks about justice and injustice of the world.
啊，所以在人间啊，充满着很多、啊、令人烦恼、恶气的事。
And there's so many things that cause us to be sad and angry in this world.
啊，在第四节
，verse 4。
他说：“我又见人为一切的劳碌跟各样灵巧的工作，就被邻舍嫉妒，这也是虚空，是不疯。”所以讲到说，有一些人呐、啊，很聪明，有智慧啊，很会计划，很会经营。
And it says that there are people who are very smart. They know how to plan and achieve.
啊，所以在他的生活事业当中啊啊，成功了。
And you can see success are evident in their lives.
啊，当一个人成功的时候，有时候就会遭到别人的嫉妒。
But when a person becomes successful, it also ignites envy from his neighbors.
啊，自古以来啊，这种嫉妒心都有。
And from the beginning of time, this envy existed.
你看亚伯的祭物啊，啊，神悦纳。
You can see God was pleased with Abel's offering.
该隐就嫉妒啊。
And Cain envied.
趁着在田间的时候啊，就把他杀掉。
And he killed his brother in the field.
大卫得胜了哥利亚以后
，And after David triumphed over Goliath,
很多妇女啊在那边唱歌啊。
And a lot of women were singing and
dancing. 扫罗杀数千千啊，大卫杀数万万。
And they were singing, Saul has killed his thousand, David has killed
his thousand. 事实上，大卫为以色列国立了一个很大的功劳啊。
And David have served his country.
为扫罗除掉了一个祸患。
And removed a major obstacle for Saul.
那扫罗一听到说啊。我是杀数千千啊，大卫杀数万万啊。
But when Saul heard that he can only kill thousands, but David 10,000.
千千归给我，万万归给一个小孩子。
And said, I have thousands, but tens of thousands goes to this little boy.
所以他说啊，主有王位没有给他。
And he said that he was afraid that he only had the kingdom.
心里就嫉妒啊，然后开始啊。想办法要非把大卫除掉不可。
And Saul became jealous, and which drove him to get rid of David.
带着一些精兵啊，到处追，想要把大卫杀掉。
And he took with him soldiers and to kill David.
因为大卫如果存在，他王位都保不住了。
Because if David still lived, his kingdom one day would go to him.
啊，最后啊，非利士人来啊。
And in the end, the Philistines
啊，整个国土都占掉了。
And they occupied the entire nation.
那个时候啊，他想要去征战，已经太晚了，最后被杀掉了。
And then it was too late for Saul to do anything, and he was defeated.
所以有的人说啊，这个扫罗啊，他的强敌大哥利亚被大卫把他杀掉。
And some people say that his kingdom or his prime was up to the point when David killed Goliath.
但是扫罗却被心中的哥利亚这个嫉妒心啊，把自己杀掉。
But Saul was killed by the Goliath in his heart, which is jealousy.
他说，因为嫉妒啊，最后把一直想要杀害大卫，自己反而最后丧命。
And because of jealousy, Saul plotted against.David, which in the end killed himself.
以撒在基拉尔的时候耕种。
And Isaac was planting in.
本来是饥荒了，神说你不要离开。
And there was a famine, and God told him not to depart.
啊，结果他就听神的话，在那耕种。
But then Isaac listened to God's instruction and stayed.
啊，结果那一年就有百倍的收成。
And that year, the harvest was 100.
一下就富足起来了。
And then he was prosperous.
啊，基拉尔人啊，他们就嫉妒了。
And the inhabitants of this land was
想办法要把他赶走。
And want to cast Isaac away.
所以说啊，当一个人成功的时候，往往会遇到别人的嫉妒。
Often a man's success bring forth jealousies from others.
啊，在接下来说啊。第五节说，一面人抱着自己的手啊，出自己的肉。
Says here, the fool folds himself, folds his hands, and ruins himself.
当然，有时候成功了以后啊，有时候别人啊都要啊嫉妒，或者是想要跟他分一点东西啊。
And after you became successful, other becomes jealous, or they want a piece of
your heart. 有的人就说啊，那干脆不就什么都不要做了。
And they will think that I don't have to do anything.
啊，这是两种极端呢。
And there are two extremes here.
那说一种愚昧人呢。
And for the fools.
啊，什么都不做，啊，所以抱着手吃自己的肉。
And it says, it said, said here, they fold their hands, They eat their own flesh.
因为愚昧懒惰
because they were foolish and lazy.
啊，什么都不做
and they did nothing.
事实上啊，虽然智力比较不足，如果勤劳一点呢，勤能补拙啊。
And even though you do not have a lot of talents, but your hard work can compensate.
但是如果愚昧又懒惰啊，最后的结果是什么都没有。
But if you are foolish and lazy, in the end, you will have nothing.
我记得大概二十几年前吧，我们开始非洲工作的时候。
I remember 20 plus years ago, we were working in Africa.
啊，因为那个时候的环境跟现在不一样，我们都到那个最贫穷的奈及利亚，很贫穷的地方啊，去工作。
And times are different back then to now. We're working in the area of Nigeria, which is a very impoverished.
因为当地的生活很穷困。
And people there were extremely poor.
有一个传道人回来在讲。
And a preacher came back and said,
说你们没有什么东西吃, 只是出那个素食啊, 木食啊。
And they really...
出了几百年呢。
They were so poor in that country, they were eating the root of the trees.
传道就跟他讲说, 你们看那个树上很多鸟在那飞来飞去啊。
And the preacher said, you see the birds, there are a lot of them on top of
trees. 你可以抓鸟下来, 你可以吃啊, 吃不完, 还可以去卖啊。
So the preacher told the people over there that you can catch the birds, eat them, or sell them.
他们跟传道说, 传道啊, 你怎么这么笨?
And then they reply, preacher, how can you be so fool?
那个鸟啊, 你去, 它就会走了, 它怎么会在那里让你抓?
And when you go approach the birds, they will fly away. How can you catch them?
他说他们洗礼的地方哦, 很多鱼啊, 在旁边游来游去。
And at the place of the baptism, they're fished in the water.
那个传道就跟他们讲说, 你们可以抓鱼来啊。
And then the preacher told the people,
鱼可以吃啊, 吃不完的可以去卖啊。
You can catch fish, and if there's anything left, you can sell them.
他们说, 传道啊, 你怎么这么笨?
And they once again said, preacher, how can you
你要抓的时候, 他们跑掉了, 他怎么会在乖乖在那里让你抓?
And the fish will swim away when you try to catch them.
他大概二十几年前, 将近30年前的事了,
And this happened about 20 to 30 years ago.
当然现在不一样了, 他们现在也知道了。
And it's different today, and I think they understand.
所以说有的人呢, 虽然头脑简单了,
And for some people, not only they're foolish, but they're lazy.
最后只有毁灭自己啊, 吃自己的肉。
And they ruin themselves, and they starve to death.
不过我们看到现在啊, 有的穷人啊, 是吃别人的肉。
But now, when you look at some of the poor, they would eat from others.
Yeah, 有的穷人, 偏偏生孩子啊, 不速生产啊, 拿救济金哦。
And there are people, when they cannot support themselves, but keep on having children.
别人想, 别人缴税啊, 他慢慢享受。
And there are taking advantage of other taxpayers.
其实主徒享受不速生产啊, 这个是不好的。
And it is wrong to enjoy but not work.
所以这两种都不好。
So these two extremes are not good.
那时候我们看下一节第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
说满了一把得享安健, 强如满了两把劳碌捕风。
Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toiled and chasing after the wind.
所以这个圣经啊, 叫做中庸之道, 啊, 中庸之道。
So the Bible takes the points in the middle.
像我们说要满一把, 啊, 能够得享安静。
Said better with one hand with tranquility.
啊, 胜过两把, 劳碌捕风。
And it's better than two handfuls with
toiled and chasing after the wind. 那这个一把是什么? 就是神给你的一份福分啊。
What is one handful? What's a handful here?
也就是说啊, 你在抓东西啊, 两个锁这样, 满满地抓起一把。
And it's the portion size. You can use two hands and grab a big portion.
这个就是神要给你的一份福分。
And this is the amount of blessing God
这圣经里面啊, 常常提到说, 这是神给你的份。
And the Bible often uses the terms, this is the portion by God.
中国人讲说啊, 一枝草一点露。
And the Chinese say that one grass has one dew.
那个草啊, 要有露水滋润嘛, 哦。
And there's dew on one
dew. 所以一根草会有一点露。
So one grass had one dew.
神造我们人, 神会看过我们的生活。
And God examines our lives.
所以我们在一生当中只有神给我们的一份福分。
And God has his portion for each one of us.
所以大卫在说啊, 神啊, 你所是给我的产, 神是我的产业啊, 你所是给我的产业是在最佳美之处。
And David said, Lord, you are my wealth, and this is the the most wonderful wealth that I have.
所以敬畏神的人啊，神给他一份福分，让他能够享用。
So those who pursue after God, God would give them His portion.
让我们在一生当中啊，没有缺乏。
So that there will be no lacking in life.
我们也不会为着生活来忧虑。
Then we will not have to worry about life.
所以主耶稣说啊，你们不必为生活、为吃什么、穿什么来忧虑。
The Lord Jesus told us not to worry about what to eat and what to wear.
飞鸟啊，神都会养活他们。
And God takes care of the bird.
花草啊，神也会装饰他们。
And He adorned the flowers and the trees.
所以我们生活所需要的，我们尽我们本分去做，神就会祝福给你。
So after we fulfill our duties, whatever we need, God will give us.
说神祝福给人啊，让人富足，但是不加上忧虑。
But the portion that comes from God will give us abundance, but with no added worries.
哦，我问一下哦，这一节圣经记在哪里？有没有人知道
？Everyone, where is this scripture?
神使人富足，不加上忧虑，记在哪里
？And that God give blessings, but with no worries.
我知道记在圣经里面。
I know it's
在哪里？啊，箴言。第十章二十二节，好，这一句话很好哦。
And memorizing this is very
神使人富足，不加上忧虑。
And that gives us our portion, but without any worries.
啊，这神所赐给你的福分呢、啊，让你够用有余，让你没有烦恼的。
And whatever portions comes from God, it's enough for us, and we will not have to worry about our lives.
所以这个满一把就是我们尽我们本分做我们该做的事情。
So a handful is the portion that we have when we fulfilled our
duties. 然后神赏赐给我们能够享用的一份。
And then God bestowed this portion to us to enjoy.
让我们在神的恩当中啊，享受神的祝福啊，能够一个宁静的生活。
And we enjoy the tranquility and comfort given by God.
啊，当然每一个人神给他的这一份啊，有的不太一样嘛，哈。
And God give us different portion sizes.
但是我们知道说啊，够用有余。
But we know that it would always be enough, and there will be something left.
啊，像保罗说啊，似乎一无所有，却是样样都有哎。
And Paul said.I have nothing, but yet I have everything.
那他像所罗门是样样都有，但是却是一无所有。
But for King Solomon, he had everything, but he felt like he had nothing.
因为他离开神。
Because he left God.
哦，那所以我们虽然看起来一无所有，但是样样都有，神赐的不会缺乏。
But on the surface, it looks like we have nothing, but we have everything.
寡妇家剩下一把面一点油。
And in the house of the widow, there was only a little flour and oil.
那神就让他用不完的油跟面。
But then God gave her unlimited oil that would never finish.
好，时间到，我们下午再讲，一起默祷。
And we'll conclude this session. Let's pray in silence.
阿门。要祷告。我们一起祷告，结束早上的聚会。
And let's pray to conclude the morning's session.